Jordan Goodman joins us, personal finance expert. He is America's Money Answers Man with us on America's Radio News. Hello, Jordan.
Nice to be with you again, Ernie and Laurie.
I appreciate your taking time to come on. A lot of people went shopping on Black Friday weekend, and it looks like it might be a good Christmas season for us. I guess people are ready to spend a little bit.
That's right, they are. The Black Friday was up about 6.6% over a year ago. Cyber Monday, a week ago, was up 22% over a year ago. And more people are putting money on credit cards instead of debit cards. About 7.4% increase in credit card use versus a 3.4% increase for debit card use. To some extent, the banks have reduced the incentives for using debit cards and increased the incentives for using credit cards. So we're getting back into the whole credit situation we were in a few years ago.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's hard to change what might be, for many people, 20 years worth of behavior, 15 years worth of behavior. They're used to flipping out that credit card. In spite of the downside that happened in 2008 or maybe over the last 3 years, it is a habit that never died. It was just put on hold.
It is a habit, but the banks are making it easier to keep with that habit. I mean, for example, Chase and Citibank, if you open a new account, are now saying they'll give you $200 cash back if you spend $500. So it's hard for people to resist those kind of things. You go into a store, they say if you sign up on the spot, we'll give you 10 or 20% off. So it's hard for people to resist these kind of things. But usually those are the worst deals. The best deals are the ones you have to go after, not the ones that come after you. There's a free website, for example, creditcardperks, P-E-R-K-S.com, where all the best deals are there. You go and get them, and then you'll find some great credit card deals out there.
Are we on the road to recovery, or is it too soon to say?
I mean, certainly our economy is growing at this point, maybe a little bit more than we thought, maybe 2.5%, 3% in the fourth quarter we're in now. Retail sales have been strong. Car sales are up 14% in the latest month. Industrial production is up. I think we're doing relatively well in the United States compared to where we were, but Europe is where the real problem is. And this afternoon the news was that S&P is going to downgrade the entire Eurozone, 17 nations of the Eurozone, place them on what's called credit watch negative, which is kind of a warning that they could lower their credit ratings. That's what's dragging the world down, not the U.S. right now.
So how serious is that?
That's serious. You saw what happened when the U.S. was downgraded from AAA to AA+. The stock market fell, the bonds fell, and it was a real shock to the system. But here you're talking about six countries that currently have AAA ratings, which is Germany, France, Netherlands, Austria, Finland, and Luxembourg. I mean, these are the strongest of the strong. They're saying they're being dragged down by having to bail out Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Belgium, all the weak sisters. So it's definitely a major thing. And I think it came as a surprise to the markets today.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that these credit rating agencies get the credibility they do after they were many of them came out and said that those bundled mortgages were good risks.
Well, that's right. They were burned by that, and I think they're being super cautious now. And you're right. They got a very bad reputation when they were placing AAA ratings on what turned out to be junk. But in this case, I think they're kind of out front because I think it's right. I really don't think that these countries that are being weighed down by having to bail out all the weaker countries should be AAA at this point. Now, there's a meeting that's coming Friday of all the European ministers to try to come up with a plan. Angela Merkel from Germany is talking about some long-term plan of changing the treaty, and this is going to take years to go on. They need a solution right now. I mean, Italy is up against it. Spain is up against it. So when they talk about these long-term treaty changes in the European Union, that drives people a little bit crazy. They need a bailout right now, which is what they're doing.
Jordan Goodman, personal finance expert, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, what's your website?
MoneyAnswers.com, and glad to take emails on any personal financial topic.
All right, Jordan Good, MoneyAnswers.com. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you both.